Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, November 1st. You'll be interested to know. Today's National Authors Day. This day honors authors like William Shakespeare, G.K. Rowling, and Stephen King, who create stories that inspire and entertain. Initiated by Nellie Verne Burt McPherson in 1928, it gained official recognition in 1949, reminding U.S. to appreciate those shaping American literature through their words. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's partly sunny and feels like 63 degrees with 17 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:36, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:19. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny Friday, with high temperatures around 77, dropping to about 68 in the afternoon, alongside a gentle west wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 28. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 44 and light northwest winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be at 11:45, with a low tide just before 6. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies Saturday and Sunday, with highs near 54. Nights will be clear to partly cloudy, with lows around 38 to 39. Rain showers are possible Monday afternoon and Tuesday, with highs reaching 63. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows in the low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Mornings send you. In local news, in Boston, onlookers gathered to catch a glimpse of Robert Pattinson filming scenes for his upcoming movie, The Drama, on Federal Street in the Financial District on October 31st. The Twilight star, dressed in a black raincoat and glasses, was seen conversing with a woman in a wheelchair while filming two takes. Extras simulated a bustling city atmosphere as film crews managed the crowd. Pattinson, alongside Euphoria actress Zendaya, is working on this romantic film directed by Christopher Borgli and produced by Ari Aster. Production began on October 22nd, although specific filming locations remain confidential. Now on to sports. On Thursday Night Football at MetLife Stadium, the New York Jets, at 3-6, broke a 5-game losing streak by defeating the Houston Texans, now 6-3, with a score of 21-13. Aaron Rodgers threw 3 touchdowns, including a spectacular one-handed catch by Garrett Wilson. Despite C.J. Stroud's efforts, the Texans struggled with missed field goals. The Jets' defense held strong, sealing their first win under interim coach Jeff Ulbrich. On Sunday Night Football, the Minnesota Vikings, at 5-2, host the Indianapolis Colts, standing at 4-4 at U.S. Bank Stadium. The Vikings aim to rebound from back-to-back losses, with T.J. Hockenson returning to boost their offense. Joe Flacco leads the Colts, who have kept every game close within 6 points. Expect a tense matchup as Minnesota's defense seeks to confound the veteran quarterback with their deceptive schemes. Saturday afternoon, the 4th-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes, sitting at 6-1, clash with the third-ranked, unbeaten Penn State Nittany Lions at Beaver Stadium. Ohio State is favored by 3.5 points. With an over-under set at 51.5, expect a thrilling Big Ten showdown. In local sports, last night, the Bruins faced a tough defeat against the Carolina Hurricanes, losing 8-2 at the PNC Arena. The Hurricanes dominated with impressive offensive power, including 3 goals in just 52 seconds. Brad Marchand and Hampus Lindholm managed to score for the Bruins. Tomorrow, the Bruins face the Philadelphia Flyers at the Wells Fargo Center. The Bruins, at 4-5-1, look to rebound against a 3-6-1 Flyers squad. Sunday afternoon, the Pats, at 2-5, head to Nashville to face the Tennessee Titans, who are 1-6. Both teams are struggling, but the Patriots aim to build on last week's win against the Jets. Jacoby Brissett might step up as quarterback, with Drake May's status unknown, as he is still in the concussion protocol. Tomorrow night, the Celtics, with a 4-1 record, clash with the Charlotte Hornets, sitting at 2-2 at Spectrum Center. Jason Tatum is on fire, averaging 30.2 points per game. Kristaps Porzingis is still out. The Seas are favored by 10.5. In top news, the United Kingdom is grappling with how to manage billions of dollars worth of seized Bitcoin following significant law enforcement actions against criminal networks. Recently, authorities uncovered a stash of 61,000 Bitcoins valued at approximately $3 billion. This makes the UK one of the largest holders of Bitcoin globally. However, complexities arise regarding the sale and distribution of these assets, as current laws require the government to maximize returns while navigating volatile market conditions. Experts urge caution, suggesting that converting these digital assets to cash could risk gambling with public funds. In business news, Comcast is exploring the option of spinning off its cable network business, which includes the USA Network, Bravo, and MSNBC. This move comes as the media giant grapples with significant shifts in the linear television industry. President Michael Kavanaugh stated that separating these networks could create value for shareholders, though analysts remain skeptical. The cable networks benefit from their association with NBC, which aids in maintaining distributor fees. Media analyst Rich Greenfield suggested that the complexities of such a deal might render it ineffective. Meanwhile, Comcast stock rose 3% following positive earnings linked to the Summer Olympics. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $69,300. Ethereum is just over $2,500. And Goetzius Maximus is about 52 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. In an impressive breakthrough, California startup Shield AI has achieved a significant victory in Ukraine, showcasing its drone's ability to withstand severe electronic warfare. This August, Shield AI became one of the rare Western suppliers to receive a request for hundreds of its drones, which typically cost about $1 million each. The company reported revenue of $163 million last year, nearly double the previous year, largely from contracts with the United States and NATO. The VB-8D drones, equipped with advanced AI technology, successfully completed rigorous tests in Ukraine, signaling a potential shift in the battlefield dynamics. And in entertainment news, the Deadly Games are about to begin again in the highly anticipated Squid Game Season 2 teaser. Lee Jong-jae returns as Seong Jae-hun, also known as Player 456, who re-enters the brutal competition with a mission to dismantle it from within. The teaser debuted at Luka Comics and Games, revealing that 3 years after Jae-hun's shocking victory, he is now hardened and desperate to end the games for good. Alongside returning characters, the footage hints at new challenges and a darker, more serious Jae-hun. Squid Game Season 2 premieres on December 26, and a third season is slated for 2025. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Ralph Marston. And he said, "You've done it before, and you can do it now. See the positive possibilities. Redirect the substantial energy of your frustration and turn it into positive, effective, unstoppable determination." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.